So what leads to sin? The actual committing of sin. It's complicated because by nature, we are sinful creatures. No matter how hard you try, you will always have a sinful nature and a desire to sin. The only thing that overcomes that is God's presence in your life and His Holy Spirit. But yet, sin is always there within you. The question is, do you enter into it? The word today that you will remember all day long is the word temptation. Even in the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In today's passage, we see Jesus Christ when He's faced with temptation. And in today's passage, we see what He tells the disciples about temptation. And Jesus came out and proceeded, as was His custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples who also followed Him. When He arrived at the place, He said to them, "Pray that you do not enter into temptation." And He withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and He knelt down and began to pray, saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Now an angel from heaven appeared to Him, strengthening Him. And being in agony, He was praying very fervently, and His sweat became like drops of blood falling down upon the ground. And when He rose from prayer, He came to the disciples and found them sleeping from sorrow, and said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not enter into temptation." Twice in this passage, He says the same thing verbatim. Pray that you may not enter into temptation. And that's what you are going to do today. There's something in front of you, and it's like a door. Temptation is an entrance into sin. Pray that you may not enter into temptation. So what happens if you don't pray? The possibility is that you enter into the sin. And I know personally that when I sin, I have sorrow. And here it says, He came to the disciples and found them sleeping from sorrow. You see, when you go through the door of temptation into sin, you become inactive for the kingdom of God. And you just curl up in sorrow. But here's the beautiful part. It says, "And Jesus withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and He knelt down and began to pray. Now an angel from heaven appeared to Him, strengthening Him." That's what happens when you pray. God will strengthen you so as not to go through that door into sin. And you will be tempted throughout the day, every day, for the rest of your life. And once you understand that, then you will know the words of Jesus Christ. Get up and pray that you may not enter into temptation. And here's the lesson for today. When you pray not to enter into temptation, you will be strengthened and you will not go through that door of sin. But listen to this. Then God will use you mightily, because he knows that you are humbled before him. He knows that you are obedient to him, and he will entrust to you works of holiness and righteousness. Father, thank you for your child today as they face temptation. Father, let them pray today and not enter into temptation, and let them know your presence and know your strength today. Amen.